Welcome to the Lipto Podcast. We're here to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with the Will and produce Digimon Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I just did a clopening shift and am being kicked in the ass by daylight savings time. I hate everything.
I literally woke up at the same time I did yesterday. Like, no alarm clock or anything. Yesterday I woke up a bit late, but literally it was within 5 minutes of the clock today.
My clock is a cat smacking me in the face, so I woke up pretty early.
The cat can argue it's helpful. And I believe Jeff is off in Japan right now.
Bastard, bring me stuff.
I still loved his reaction when we said the cassettes, and he's like tapes? You know, you would think they would we'd get a few slow weeks before Digimon Con, but absolutely not. In fact, there's some cool shit this time. So first, Liberator. It is episode 11, part 2. So this one's interesting because starts off very dramatic. They keep framing it as Shoto knows what's going to happen, knows how to win, and then they stop and go, but he doesn't know what to do about the rewriting.
Like, oh no, Shoto's losing his will to live. He's sucking at this game.
Yeah, that was a bit overdramatic for me, especially when it's like one frame away from them talking about how good he feels about knowing everything. For some reason, Yao is the right character to do the saying something negative. It's not over yet.
You can do the thing, Shoto.
Nice glamour shot of all the comic characters. Which a few of them we have not seen for a little bit.
It's like, oh yeah, that one still exists.
And Shoto rewrote a Zafagamon card into an ace card.
Which looked very badass.
It did. The battle looked badass. The interesting thing is the chapter ends almost on a cliffhanger where they don't actually show us he wins, even though we know he did. It's a
It was a bit underwhelming.
It was a bit odd of a finish, especially since the next thing is they do the battle coverage.
Which I totally ignored.
Well, that's the weird thing, was they show it by like, oh, this is the end. But in the comic itself, it kind of treats it as a cliffhanger, even though you know how the battle ends. I still do like that they do these, even if I do not read them in detail. I feel like, though, with the chapters that have rewriting and stuff that doesn't exist, going over the battle itself for card game fans feels kind of like a cheat, because some of the stuff happening is not real card game stuff.
I mean, it technically is if you just, you know, pull out a crayon and start scribbling onto your card in the middle of it.
True. And then Stack-O anniversaries. So first up,
Jesus.
23rd anniversary of Runaway Digimon Express. The movie that everyone tells themselves happens after the end of Tamers.
All these anniversaries just making me feel old.
Oh yeah, we get a nice run through. 24 for Diablomon Strikes Back.
What the hell, dude?
This is the one that it feels like it hit people more than the others. Because this one, even though it's not that far back compared to the others, it feels like it's more.
Almost a quarter of a century.
And talking about a quarter of a century.
For like the fourth movie.
Our war game is a quarter of a century. Hey, I'm just glad the disc is out and everyone can buy it now. And then for the Digimon Adventure movie and Digimon anime in general, 26 years and 26 years for the Digimon Adventure TV show also. Feeling up there, Dev?
My back hurts. Get these kids off of my lawn.
And then O2 subbed is out. Like we said, it came out right after the last episode. I'm very happy people are enjoying it and that nothing has gone wrong, which is always a concern with so many discs.
Don't fuck this up, manufacturer.
I'm honestly happy people are enjoying it. I like Zero Two. I'm glad it has nice discs now. And all the rainbowing is gone, mostly. And then
you did your best.
So they told us that the 2015 through 2023, all the best album would get a general release with a new cover. I'm not sure I was expecting them to do a pseudo mirror cover with the characters from the beginning. That is a good cover theme.
I really like it. It's really cute.
What I... It feels like there's going to be a poster with everyone sold at some point.
That would be fun.
What's interesting to me is, does the shading all... So the designs are clearly from Ode to the Beginning, the style. Is the shading almost more tryish? Like the shading...
A little bit, yeah.
I think that's to match the art. And then more from the cassette project. That ended, and it ended very high up. They announced a few additional details. One, there'll be some sort of Digimon Adventure Beyond sticker included with everyone's stuff, along with a little mini settings booklet. They're not saying what the designs or what's in them until people get them.
Someone better acquire it and send in scans.
And then, as a little twist, they said, while the cassette walls will be limited to a few places, there will actually be standard ads in all 47 prefectures of Japan. Many of these will be standard ads. They didn't clarify, though, if we're getting more than three of the cassette walls. But we will see. I really hope we get some good pictures of those cassette walls.
They need to do pictures of the cassette walls with the Agumon mascot suit.
It feels like we'll get one of the Agumon and Gabumon right when they open.
They better, I will be disappointed.
Okay, and then, so this one actually changed from what was originally written. The, Arukemi, who did the designs for Digimon World 3 for the new characters, posted that it's a little unimportant secret, but they can finally tell you that Ragnamon's head was actually based on Raising Heart from Nanoha. So, you know, I'm looking up the history of it, everything, and I post and I point out that it actually predates Nanoha, but the character and the staff existed. The staff looked different then, but in my head I'm like, well, they had, you know, products, or maybe they had the design show up early. I don't know, but they say it, so I post it, because they are the designer. Later in the day, they post, a couple of people asked them, and they realized, oh, this isn't actually possible due to the dates. And they're like,
yeah, time, yeah. So...
But what they actually said was, they remember they went to a, it was one of those old-style copy shops, you know, where you see, where they do doujin, put together doujins for events. And they saw a solicitation for a comic contest, and it was a girl with a wand, and he remembers it being Nanoha, even though that isn't possible. Now he doesn't actually know what it was, because he based the design off that staff. And looking at it...
It could have, like, similar...
Yeah. Well, it must, because if you actually look at Raising Heart, it actually does make sense. So you can see why he thought that, but yeah, it definitely does not match date-wise. The design weirdly still matches, and yeah, so not. Although for a bit, there were a number of fans of both Digimon and Nanoha who were very happy. I got tagged multiple times from people really happy about this.
I mean, I also fucking love Nanoha and Digimon, so...
Does it help if I also worked on Nanoha?
Yes. I want to befriend people with violence.
The next time I do a mystery box, I'll have to throw in Nanoha for you.
I will not turn that down.
And then next up, we're very close to Digimon Con, and we have the key art, and it's Agumon, Terramon, and Ageomon.
It's the goat boy, goat boy.
I actually like the it's not pastel, but it's slightly, can't think of the word I'm looking for the colors.
Oh, the colored, outlines.
Not just the outline, but even like the colors on the characters, they're slightly brighter than normal.
Yeah, a little more like the neon side.
Yeah, so based on where you are, that will be either March 19th or March 20th. We will see if they figure out the time change of daylight savings times, because the times they've been giving us definitely did not. So we will see. Yeah. And then so this one's interesting. Digimon Partners, the Twitter has rebranded as Digimon Anime.
I can kind of see why, because until now, I never actually looked at the actual address.
Well, so that's the interesting thing is, first off, the Digimon official YouTube originally started off as Digimon Partners. Digimon Partners itself was not a new account when it started. It was originally the 15th anniversary account that would try stuff. Then it was the 20th anniversary account. Then after it was, you know, not doing anything for a couple years, when they made partners, they changed it to that. I've seen a number of people say, oh, it used to be an account for Digimon movies. No, it wasn't. That's people mistaking the 15th and 20th. So we will see if there's any reason for it, or if it's just, you know, generic nonsense, because it never was.
Licensing stuff, I don't know, make it less ambiguous.
Well, especially when it's the main place where it tweets about the Terriermon stuff. When it doesn't feel super connected to partners as a site or concept. This also kind of brings it back to what it was, which was a Digimon anime account.
Okay. Stuff.
It also helps if, when they do announce an anime, whether that's in weeks or months or whatever, they have a place where they can tweet stuff that's specific to the anime and not necessarily block
everything else.
Yeah, like Digimon Web is kind of generically everything. If they do more anime-specific messages, you kind of want a place for that. And weirdly, they did have that Digimon TV account that they only ever used for 2020 in Ghost Game. You know what I wonder? I don't know how big that account ever got. Because it wasn't around for a super long time.
I never paid attention to it anyway.
I want to see, what is the size of that account? Yeah, it's about 25% of the size of anime, which was the Try and Kizuna account. So yeah, it makes sense to just transition to that. So we'll see what happens there. And speaking of Digimon partners, I like when they do Digimon gifts, and this one looks really good, that they did for March, which is the spring-themed art with the cherry blossoms.
And also the movie outfits.
But I like how even with, like, Tai Chi, even using the normal outfit, you can tell it's movie-themed.
It works so well. And I also really like the perspective on the artwork.
It really does look nice. Solid one.
Use this one.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a popular one. And then, Dev, time to stretch before cards.
So many fucking cards.
Yeah, they've been doing like 4 to 5 updates a day. Okay, ready, Dev? Jedi's House screen cap card. I don't have much to say about this. It's screen cap, and it isn't the disc I worked on that they got the screen cap from. I can tell. From the rainbowing. Believe in our friendship. Better quality screen cap than last time. But again, screen cap cards are never that exciting. Holy Angemon / Magna Angemon for the starter deck. Really good looking. Standard, but nice.
Very heroic pose.
Gomamon stealing fish from some Penmon.
I love the entire background of this. So, they look so angry.
Not just the background. The line art is slightly different, where the lines are different thicknesses, which I think makes it stand out really well.
Yeah, it's really good at showing, like, the foreshortening and everything.
Now, after stealing the fish, he has evolved into Ikakumon, and he's playing with the Penmon, and a third one's joining in.
He's giving them a ride in exchange for their fish.
And now, he's Zudomon, and all three of them are with him, and I can't actually tell if he's hitting something, like, to protect them, or if he's just breaking ice to help them. Can you tell?
Well, the other ones look kind of terrified, so I'm assuming he's protecting them.
Oh, see, I took that as excitement, like, just freaking out over what's happening.
I was like, oh shit, we're gonna get eaten.
Then Tentomon. So this is kind of weird for Tentomon. It's almost like an action leap. Slightly different proportions. I like it. It just kind of makes him look a bit odder than normal. I like it, though.
I like the zoom in on his eyes.
No, that's really
more with
good.
Little textures.
Then we get Kabuterimon doing Mega Blaster.
It's there.
You know what? I like this one because does it almost remind you of like doing an attack from a strategy RPG with the 3/4 perspective, sort of? Like it zooms in to show the attack and everything? Atler Kabuterimon. I just like how this looks like a rushing move. He might be doing a midair Rhino charge. I don't know.
It looks like it, especially with like the direction of the little wind on him.
Yeah. Then a promo poster for those two starter decks.
Very cool.
Am I wrong, or is the War Greymon art here much cooler than the Metal Gurumon one?
It's a lot warmer.
You know what it is? It feels like they decided what the perspective had to be, and WarGreymon, they can action pose to fit there. Metal Gurumon, they're kind of like bending him a bit.
It's like, yeah, we're going to fit you on this poster no matter what.
Yeah. Then for Limited Card Pack 5, we get Dorugamon and Nullification Plugin P. These are both color borders, so not much to say there.
I want to pet the fluffy.
Deathmon Ace / Ghoulmon Ace. I like how this one they make very shiny, which feels like it makes it creepier.
It looks very moist.
ADR02 Searcher, Bemmon, and Lucimon Fall Down Mode are also color border cards. I still think that Bemmon art works, but I think the best one here is probably Fall Down Mode.
That one just looks badass.
And then on to Boosters at 21, Shoutmon DX.
Generically cool.
Yeah, that's one of those where, like, it's neat. It's not actually doing much I can comment on, though. Can't Turn My Back, which is screen cap card. Although, since we're at an actual HD show, it actually looks nice.
Yeah.
Kiwimon got some really cool fucking art for Kiwimon.
It's making me hungry. I want those fruit.
And then Delumon / Deramon, which I don't know. I just really like the card. It's just holding at the umbrella, looking at the sky. It's not doing anything, but it's cool.
Also, it's kind of like the same flowers.
Yeah. Next up is Navimon.
There.
So this one's weird because my issue here is, does it feel like the green background clashes?
Yeah, it doesn't really.
It feels like it keeps him from standing out. Yeah. Dogachmon. I like how we get the energy silhouettes. The background is the evolution theming from the game, from the 3DS game, I think.
Neat. I never ended up playing that one because of stupid fucking region locking.
3DS didn't have region locking, I don't think.
Oh, it did. The regular DS wasn't region locked, the 3DS was.
Globemon. So this is the promo art they showed us when they first showed off the Gatchmon art, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It's good art. I don't have much to say about it because it feels like a very normal pose for Globemon. Then
well, first time he's showing up in this card game, so they're going to go with the generic.
Then we poses. Get Azmaria doing Gaomon. This is very much model kit box art.
Absolutely, and I really would want a model kit of this one.
Only if it has that art, though. And yes. Then Watchmon, which features him and Clockmon in a clock tower. I don't know. I feel like everyone really liked this one because, like, the team-up aspect.
Hollering is really nice, and then also they're just like, they're buddies now.
Timemon, it feels like this one takes inspiration from the profile art. I like it. I don't have much to say about it, though, honestly.
There.
Also, I would really like the, I know that's just part of the design. I really don't like that they mirror the future text for him.
Yeah.
Like, I just write it normal, please. It looks so fucking terrible that way. I really don't like that. WarGreymon, this is from the Illustration Celebration Pack from Naochika Morishita. So he's done a few cards in this style where it very much is inspired by a number of older pieces of art, and the background is like a heavily stylized version of the old card game background.
The old cards.
And
yes. The Metal Empire one.
Yeah, we've seen him do the Metal Greymon card from, was it Booster 1? It was a really early card, I don't remember what. And then an Omegamon card a year or two ago, he did the same thing for. That was that flying Omegamon that we liked.
Ooh.
Elizamon. See, this one, and I even had to write it in the message, can't you just hear her doing the oh ho, ho, ho?
Yes, the Ojo laugh.
Yes, the Ojo-sama laugh. Like I think that's where everyone went to this one because it's just like the perfect pose for that.
Immediately.
And then after doing that and evolving, Dimetromon is just sleeping.
I wish that were me.
And then I love the Gamamon looking up at the stars. The art is very dynamic looking.
I love the background, the cute little blush. He looks so happy.
See, what I like though is looking. I keep thinking, like, when my eyes don't focus, like, I can see silhouettes of Digimon around the top right. It's just a very interesting look to it entirely. And then, the strongest of brothers, screen cap card. So this one's interesting for a key reason, is because it has a slightly different art style than the normal shots in the show. So it looks a bit better, I think, as a screen cap card. Although this also does not really feel very hero-y, does it? For that character.
He just looks angry.
He's angry because that's his card. That being said, the Sirius Mon card's fucking awesome.
The colors are just fucking gorgeous on it. And also the attack, the way it's just kind of like breaking the frame.
Yeah, it's just really good. Mastamon, really a bit more anime style than we sometimes see the character. I think she's charging up Chaos Degrade, I think. Next up is Gilmon. I don't have anything to say about this because it's just it's clearly based on when he was just born in Tamers.
He's just sitting there, just chilling.
The Digimon I designed this screen cap card. This one I think actually works better because of how the focus is and everything.
Pixelated.
Kaiser Greymon, Emperor Greymon. I really like this. I love how you can see the other spirit forms around him.
The color is really like nice and rich and has like some really good contrast.
And then we got Agnimon and Vritramon at the same time. They both look dynamic. I feel like it works better for Agnimon than Vritramon, though. Because it feels a bit more defensive. And that doesn't feel like it quite works with the art. The Agnimon one does great.
I think it's just like a little too much yellow on the Vritramon one.
Maybe that's it. Spirit Evolution screen cap card. I actually think this one works, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, they get a pass.
Yeah, that one works. Snatchmon. There are so many hero and villains who have done this pose, I can't even say what it could be homaging.
Honestly, the first one that came to mind just immediately was Frieza.
That was the one that came to mind for me first also, especially with the tail.
Yeah.
Which here it's the head thing. But it feels like that's such a common pose that it'd be too easy to just go, oh no, it's definitely Frieza, even though I admit that's where my mind jumped first also.
And also, like, the violets and everything.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, but it still feels, like, too easy.
It's been used a lot, but, I mean...
Yeah, I know. You're not wrong, because, like, it feels like that's right. Ragnarok Cannon. It blow things up. Then Ragnamon / Galacticmon. So, this is interesting. This was the day after he talked about the Nanoha thing. So I wonder if he got dates wrong and he knew they were going to announce the card.
That would make sense.
Or if it was just a happy accident, because I don't think he drew either of the ones that came out. But yeah. Dukemon, Galmon, this one's just really good.
I had to pull them up for references, though.
This one's just really fucking good. I love how it feels. I love how you can like see like the path where he's dashing forward and now it's like he's stopping in place. Megadramon.
I like this one more.
I like it. I'm not. Remember how I said that one of the things that was special about the Megadramon Chaos Dukemon was that they used to not actually talk about it or do anything with it, where it was like just left.
It used to be subtle, and now it's just in your face.
Oh no, now it's a rule on the card. This also counts as a Chaos Dukemon card, which I feel like if we had not gotten a bunch of art in the card game referencing that connection, and that was just there out of nowhere, that'd be really cool. Now it's just, they're leaning into it a bit too much.
Like, we have plans. Yes.
Megalogromon. So here's what's interesting. Does it feel like this is him dashing before that Dukemon card?
Yeah.
It's not the same artist, but I would like to believe that was done on purpose.
But still kind of like the same kind of like leaning forward, yeah, sort of pose. Exactly.
Now, Dorugoramon is interesting. This is a redraw of the profile art. Not like inspired by, like minus the tail position. This is exactly the profile art. But made really, really fancy with a background. And this, we've said it for a few this time, this is very much model kit art.
Abso-fucking-lutely, and I would shit a brick if they made a model kit of any of the Dorus.
This would be where they do the art vertical on the box.
Yes. Bandai, if you're listening, please, I will give you money.
And then, some card game updates. So, Piyomon, Biomon, and Edamon will be cards for regulation battles for April and May. And the theme is common and uncommon cards only. And I love the spring border.
Yes, it's really pretty. I would like a whole set like that.
See, it feels like that's what the EX boosters should be. You should get a theme like that where it's like, it's spring.
Or like seasons or, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah. Tamer Battle and Store Tournaments, April through June in various regions. Battle Pack 27 and Store Tournament 2025 Volume 2 Packs. These have new cards of Dorymon, Gigimon, Sagittariumon, Justimon Critical Arm, Bind, Red Trigger, and Royal Base, plus the Winter Equivalent. The Justimon card's really good. I think that's the VIP this time.
Many cards.
And then the Judge Pack gets a few color background reprints for judges.
Good for them.
Yeah. We have the first few previews of the Selection Box Championship 2024, which was an orderable accessory kit, which is about to start shipping. And the cards it comes with are the ancient Digimon, all done up like Japanese paintings.
I still fucking love the art from these.
Yeah, the funny part is, I still think the best one's ancient, out of these four, is ancient Greymon.
So good. Especially like the screens for like the dojo and everything.
Yeah, so I'm posting these in batches because we already had them high resolution, but I wanted to, it's like, oh, they're doing previews of them after we already had them high resolution. I don't care, but I'll do them in batches because there's been enough card previews. Then Card Battle went back to Card Room for it. First episode was showing off the current meta decks that are popular before the championship. Then they showed off how to like do countermeasures against those decks, and also showing some of the new Atmon mechanics. And then they did an episode just, you know, having them do a normal card battle episode, Imperial Dramon versus Imperial Dramon with different decks. And they point out that Sayaka's not there because she's busy with idol stuff. And then they started mocking how, oh, there used to be 9 of them. They had 3 teams. Can't we go back to those good old days?
Are they hinting at something?
I don't think so. I think it was just a joke. But it's also funny because minus her being gone for a bit, they have 8. They just need to add someone and they would have 9 again.
Just go out and just grab someone from the office. Like, hey, you're...
It's been a long. It's been a long time since they had 9. I think the last time they had 9, it was around when the first guy from Kokolo left, the first comedian guy, I think. A few people left. It's hard to tell because I would need to go back and check. And then, hey Dev, want to know what you're gonna want to be spending money on in a few months?
I need to stop because I already have like Ken's Digivice like. 3 fucking times.
So, sales sheet gave us information on the D3 25th Color Evolution. Very little. Now, here's the thing. Sales sheets can always be not accurate, can be faked. This lines up with what we think's happening at Digimon Con. Daisuke and Ken design versions will be the standard. The Pale Dramon Jogress will be the deluxe release. We expect this to be roughly in line with the Adventure one. Except, you know, there'll probably be arm revolutions. I'm very curious to see some of the differences, because there's some neat stuff you can do with the D3. Like, for example, if you do the deluxe, instead of an art book, do you do a new D-terminal, maybe? I don't expect them to, but I would really like them to. Like, because remember, the deluxe last time, it was the art book and the Creston tags, I think. Is that right, Dev?
I definitely remember the crest and tags. I don't remember the art book.
I think it came with like a big art book of all the sprites they made for it. I think.
Okay.
Oh, it also came with that card we talked about with the balloon art.
Yes.
So, like, let's say you were going to do the same thing. Let's just pretend you would do the art book again, theoretically. Instead of the crest and tags, do you make like a new D terminal and make it more expensive? Do you do like tiny little Digimentals? What do you think you do instead of the Crescent tags?
Well, for the they could do a re-release of the Crests, but put in like Miracles and Fate.
That doesn't feel grand enough, though, does it? Because you would really only care. See, if Daisuke was the deluxe one, I would say replaceable grips. Because if Daisuke was the deluxe, his color matches everyone else, minus the grips. You can't really do it with with the Pale Dramon one. You could include them as a bonus and say, like, you could put them on any of them, but that feels like a cop-out, don't you think?
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else, really, because it's like, okay, it's the... What else is the accessory for evolution? It's just like, it's the Digimentals or it's the D-Terminal.
Do you think you just make it more expensive? Like, here's the thing. We would say just make it more expensive and do a D-Terminal. I guess you'd do tiny little, collectible Digimentals. I'm trying to think, like, what would the actual real thing be? Because Digimentals, you'd want them to be larger.
Yeah, but it's an accessory, then you want them to be, like, phone charm sized or...
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what do you actually do? That's actually an interesting one, because I feel like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so hopefully that will be announced then, and then we will see what I assume the cost will be roughly in line with the Digivice. I'm excited to see these.
My wallet isn't.
I'm also excited to see what they do for the shell, because they have multiple shell designs they can use at this point as a beginning for them.
I probably have them.
Do you maybe only include, like, the Digimental of Courage and then, like, the Crest of Kindness? Like, just one collectible each for each character, but make them really nice.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Not sure if they would do it, but they could include a little control ring or control spire.
Oh, that, see, the spire, I think do like a full size, do like a big ring that could be like a wristband or bangle type thing.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah. Well, we won't have to wait long. And then sometimes they announce something and I have to stop to make sure I'm reading it right because I'm worried that I've gone nuts. And it's Gashapon keychains designed after the original VHS release of Digimon Adventure. I know they've done these for a number of shows. So Digimon Adventure on VHS was 13 volumes. These are the first 7, which is what they did the original kid lineup. And then the last 6 were, you know, they had Hikari, they had their higher up forms. So these are in Gashapon machines starting basically the end of March for 330 yen each. I like these. I like that they're full design tapes. You can open them up and see a mock tape.
That I was not expecting.
Yeah. It feels like if this works, they have to be ready with Wave 2 for the last 6.
It is like perfectly half.
Yes. So we will see. I like this. I hope they do. It's fun. And then when Mekri did their first wave of Digimon Adventure streetwear products, they said Collection 2 would be out this year, and it's out. I still think they do a much better job than, what's it called, Dimmock?
Yeah, I was thinking of that. It's just like, The one where it's like their giant ass ugly logo and then little tiny Digimon embroidered patch or some shit.
Yeah. So, actually, I want to check one thing first. I want to see.
Designs are still kind of underwhelming, but...
Yeah, especially compared to... Last time, there was some energy from getting unexpected stuff. Here... So first off, we get the long sleeve shirt, has the Digi Egg and a Digi Destin tag on the front. That's from them pulling from the English show. The back shows the crests, the show title. I like the text in the style of the episode titles.
It does look pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's mostly like the Lilymon ones that are just...
They do that in the style of the normal t-shirt also. The Lilymon ones, hey, at least it's all Digimon themed. It doesn't just have the giant Dimmock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting. I just noticed a mistake on the shirt. One second.
The shirt itself? Or
that's interesting. They almost never actually spell Lilymon that way. That's the way I spell it, just out of consistency with how I spell it. That's actually, I think that was used in one card game once. That is not how Lilymon is spelled in either language. When they romanize it, I mean.
Because they use it from like the Latin.
They use L I L I or L I L L Y. I didn't notice that until now because that's how I spell it. I just do that out of being stubborn and doing it that way. So we get that shirt in two styles. We get the Angelmon shirt in two styles.
The Angelmon artwork is a little better.
It's also slightly newer and more dynamic art.
I'm never a fan of just the straight-on clip art.
Although I will say, if you look at the bottom with the Digimon Adventure text, not the fancy logo up top bottom, does it feel like that's meant to be an off-brand version of the US logo with Adventure slapped onto it? Like it's not a digital style font, but it feels like it's meant to ape the look a little bit.
Bootleg.
And then Lilymon mug.
It's there.
But I want to see what the size of this mug is, and I still need to find that one mug to show everyone.
What, the one that you can get maybe like a pinky through?
Yeah. Okay.
The one that's a shot glass.
Okay, this is a 10-ounce mug. That's not big enough for me, but that's not terrible. That is a that will hold a standard 8-ounce cup of coffee, so you can carry it.
A standard drink.
And then a Greymon headscarf / whatever you want to use it for.
That one's cooler, but...
It is, but it also feels a little goofy when you see the photos of it being used as a headscarf. It feels like a hat Takaru would use, which makes
Someone
it less cool.
Someone has to draw that now.
I was going to say don't do it, but yeah, I should probably do it. And then new products...
Bring more cursed things into the world.
New products in Annabirth next week. And Digimon Partner Shop Online 21st. This is something we actually went, they need to do, which is art based on the 25th anniversary art by a number of artists. The only thing they did before this were those really expensive prints. And we went, we would like to see products. Especially the one post we went, it would be nice to see the art separated. And we have that now.
Yeah.
So desk mat. Mini acrylic stands, can badges, acrylic panel, clear file, acrylic stands, shirts, acrylic keychains, zipper case. There's only one odd thing here. It's really fucking weird. Are you ready, Dev?
Yes.
Okay. So the art that's done in the panel style, where you get the 8 of them, where they're in, like, nice clothing.
Yeah.
The shirts of those are blind packed.
What?
See, that's both, like, when I think of it, it's like, A, that's dickish, especially for a $25 shirt. It is also the only product I think they could get away with doing that with the theme of the art. I still think it's dickish, though.
Yeah.
Like, here's the
thing. Like, blind bag some small little inconsequential thing, but...
A $25 shirt feels like a bit much. Like, it's not super expensive, but that doesn't... That's a little too much on the random bullshit for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is also the only one of these where I think they could get away with that, since it is just, like, the square of art in the middle. I don't like it, though, because that really...
Isn't naked.
Yeah. Talk about what we do like, though. Karatez, I'm like, oh, I'm getting ready for bed. It's like, oh, Karatez announced an O2. I'm like, wait... That's Taiki and Shoumon, and that's Taichi and Agumon. It's like, oh, they're announcing like a triple event / 3 events. They haven't completely clarified it. It'll show up in April. It is the anniversary collection, the 25th anniversary of O2, the 15th of Cross Wars, and the 10th of Try.
I'm old.
Good art of all of them.
How is Cross Wars 15 years old?
The logical passing of time. Now, so
logical passing of time sucks.
Now, the art of all these are great. Did you know? A lot of people have noticed this. If you look at the O2 art of Takaru and Hikari, and they go to the Tri art, they're wearing the same outfits.
Huh.
That is a neat little touch. And what I like, though, is the art matches each show. Like, the actual, like, style of Tri fits the Tri style. The Cross Wars has the slightly chunkier classic look that's a bit chunkier than normal. And O2 has that O2 look.
Much better than when they seemingly... Paper doll cut out of the horrible, horrible outfits onto the Tamers.
Oh, we're never going to drop that one batch of Tamers art. Like, and here's the thing. They did plenty of good art that year. But like the end of the anniversary year was that Christmas thing event. And that art was horrible. So we'll see what comes up here. They definitely have plenty of stuff to show us. And did you ever, the room that we share with AR, did you see what I posted there?
Drinks, drinks, drinks.
No, did you see the actual message? I posted the link, and with no further comment, prepare yourself, motherfucker. We're gonna have a menu in the next few weeks. I said nothing else. Yeah, so we will do our best to kidnap AR for that.
Let's hope the drinks are just absolutely fucking cursed.
We will see. And then, poll results for favorite final boss from a Digimon anime movie, OVA, or CGI feature. So this one's interesting because you can tell that people tried to brigade Death Xmon, but it only got 13.1%. Because Diablomon / Diabormon just bashed everyone to death with 37.9%.
And it probably would have been even higher, but Armagemon was also on the list.
Yeah. I mean, I actually went through and mapped out the numbers. If you add up the Adventure and O2 villains, it's about 80%. Like, the worst one was Big Ukomon, which makes sense because, one, most people don't know the name. A lot of times, he's not even very villainy. He actually ties both Tamer movie villains put together.
Oh, that's sad.
Just bashed. But yeah. Nearly 4 out of every 10 votes was Diablo. That's not a shock.
No, it was exactly.
But that's the thing. Everyone from Adventure 02 actually did pretty well, honestly. Like, the two worst performers were Big Ukomon, who still did 2.3 is actually not bad on this one, and Parrotmon did 5. No one cares about Parrotmon except to point out that Parrotmon was the first. I was kind of shocked.
That's definitely it's purely a nostalgic vote.
I was kind of shocked Ornemon did so high. I honestly thought that was one that would suffer from Diablomon. Ornemon was 5th with 7.3. Even Armagemon did 9.
Be lower.
I thought Ornemon and Armagemon would be lower because I thought they would suffer from, in most cases, if you're going to vote for one of those two, it feels like you were going to vote for Diablomon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's hard to comment on that type of domination, though, honestly. Like, just crushed.
It just curb stomped everyone else.
Then the next new poll is favorite Atmon that is standard grade and social type. It's still open, but we'd like to congratulate Gatchmon for his eventual win.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here who, like, outside of an attempt to brigade the vote, is there anyone here who can even perform? Maybe Messimon could do a little bit. I don't think there's anyone else who's even that well known among Atmon, is there? You got Mailmon, who looks like the composer from Galaxy Express 999. Some people might get confused and vote for him. I like the composer, but is there anyone here who can touch Gatchmon at all, honestly?
Not even remotely close.
Yeah. Okay.
The fucking bird might get second.
So here's the thing. We're not, this one, there's no way to guess top or bottom on this one, because Gatchmon's going to be top, bottom will be completely random. Here's what we're going to guess. What percent of the vote do you think Gatchmon gets?
I want to say he's probably ranking up there with Diablomon.
I keep trying to think, is 40-ish% too low? Like, if you look at everyone else, how many votes do they get just out of people trying to vote for something that isn't Gatchmon? I feel like almost anywhere between 30 and 80% is possible for Gatchmon. Like, 80% sounds ludicrous to say, but can't you actually imagine it with this lineup?
Yeah, because the rest of them are kind of ugly as sin.
No, see, I like some of the designs. I just don't think they're known. Like, if you look at these, okay, there's the Tweetmon, there's Messimon, and then the one who's the creepy hacker dude. But, like, even among Atmon fans, these aren't that popular characters. Messimon, I feel like,
they're kind of there.
I feel like Messimon could be an easy, solid place. Second place, though. Because he has a couple memorable turns in early episodes, I think. And then the studio Alta shutdown. That is where, if you watch any anime, you will have seen the studio Alta with its giant screen. And whenever people go to Shinjuku, they meet underneath the screen. That shows up in a lot of anime. When they did the 25th anniversary trailer, that's where they premiered it. That's closed. I believe when they did the 25th anniversary last year, they were already scheduling it to be closed. So we will see what replaces there. There's a lot of weird Digimon adjacent locations that are gone now. Like, a lot of people get really, really upset when they find out the Ferris wheel isn't there anymore. You know, Odaiba.
Yeah. I kind of always wanted to go there. Like,
and then, so this was weird. Bandai did a promo video as part of their, like, social media spotlight series on Cyber Sleuth. Did you watch this, Dev?
Nope.
When you have time, watch it, because it's the weirdest thing I've seen. Here's why. It's a decent promo, but it's writing it like it's just about to come out. You know, like one of those, there's 300 Digimon and it's blah, blah, blah. And then at one point, the wording's like, and the really smart fans know to get the complete edition, where you also get its sequel, Hacker's Memory, which is weird because you can't actually buy the original game anymore, minus just like finding old copies of the Vita or PS4 one. It doesn't exist. You can't even buy the PS4 one digitally.
Yeah, because it's just the complete edition.
Well, that's the weird thing. The PS4 does not have the complete edition. You can only buy Hacker's Memory.
That is weird as shit.
Whoever wrote the script for the promo was very odd. It very much felt like whoever wrote the promo was not aware the game was out. Watch it later. It feels like the promo that happens like a week before a game's out. I mean, it's nice to get the promotion, but like,
Did they know the game was out?
I'm sure they did, but like the wording is very strange. Like, you're going to watch it later, you're going to be like, wow, it really does feel like that. And then Ayumi Miyazaki showed off photos from his concert in Shanghai. And then a bit of promotional fun. They had him be a guest manager at a card shop for a day, you know, signing photos, speaking to fans. He said it was fun to speak to fans like this outside of, you know, doing it quickly at a live music venue, which is odd when you think about it, because most of the time he is signing stuff. It's like signing stuff at a show, doing it while he's standing up and everything. Here he got to sit down, which I'm sure was easier.
They gave him a chair. He must be so happy.
I know. Then card game art. Ryotaro. It shows art of his job, trainer at a gym. He feels too energetic. I would not want to be trained by him.
No. Then
art from Usagi, Bochi, and Tomo, both doing their own versions of the Zafagumon getting his upgrade mode. I really like...
They're both very different.
Yeah, I like how they're both like the same thing, but very different styles. I can't decide if I like better like seeing the full design and color, if I just like the energy green... shadow, sort of. Can't decide.
Hard to say. They're both pretty cool.
And then March art is Patamon and Sakaimon. Both look like they're having a rough time. They both have hay fever because spring is approaching.
See, this is why you wear a mask. That it saves you from getting murdered by pollen.
It's good art, though.
I love them.
Yeah. Then Cameo put up sample images of the products they're going to have at Anime Japan. These are going to be normal products after Anime Japan. I like when it's interesting when we get the nice photos of these rather than the renders. I think most of the time they look nicer than the renders, to be honest. Especially stuff like the acrylic stands. I think the renders hurt those, don't you think so?
Yeah, because it's hard to see exactly like how well it's printed on the actual stand.
Am I wrong, or are these actually printed really nice, these ones?
They're nice and rich.
Yes.
And also, I really like the bases.
I like that they're normal bases. It feels like, I don't buy a lot of acrylic stands, but I see the images a lot. A lot of times, the bases try to get too clever. And it's like, that kind of looks like it could tip over if you hit it.
Some of them are definitely like that.
These look good and solid. And interestingly, if you look at them, they actually put, regardless of what they put the names, the order of the characters on the stand.
Oh.
That's a small, stupid thing, but I actually like that because you would, a lot of times when you get it, it's just like Tai and Agumon, Hikari and Tailmon, regardless of how they look. And here they actually make them match. And then the Gashapon.
That's a very thoughtful little detail.
The Gashapon of the adventure characters and the Digi Eggs came out. And on March 3rd, AIM got Palmon, on which a number of fans, because of the way it's written, call it Mimi Day.
Aww. This looks so good.
I know. They actually look really nice, these keychains. Really good. and she said Palmon was cute. March 7th, the Toei Animation Museum posted a number of photos of Digimon stuff, because Digimon Adventure. You got that vending machine. They have the that big, expensive-ass War Greymon statue on display. A bunch of the plushes. And that little coin medallion they still sell. I really want to see a good quality scan of that to see how the printing is done, because that really does look nice. Like,
I want the fucking Dormammon plushie so bad.
I don't remember the price, but I just remember us both going, oh, fuck. When they... I just remember it not
being... Yeah, I saw it on sale for a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Director Kakuto posted a bit for the Adventure 26th anniversary. He posted a little GIF of the Digivice, Digivolve thing. He's like, it's 26 adventures since Digimon Adventure began broadcast. He thanked everyone and said, wait a little bit longer for Beyond.
Soon.
Very soon. Like, 10 days. Because, man, it's going to be the 19th for us.
Okay, so it'll be right before I go to the convention. Yay.
Then, more card game art this time. Shoto and Zafagamon, with Shoto thinking about the moment where Zafagamon's like, you'll Digivolve too, and it shows him as an old man thinking about death. I will say, as good as the joke is, how much you like the weird little SD Zafagamon drawing?
I love it.
It's kind of goofy, but I really like it.
Oh my god, I just imagined NX Edge style Zafagamon figure.
Oh, that'd be really good. That'd be good. Then, for 25th anniversary of our war game, you know, the big anniversaries, you get art from Digimon Web. So this one. So here's the thing. I'm sure this is some specific game or some web game. I think everyone is just reminded of Vampire Survivors.
I've never played that.
I will actually buy you a copy. You are going to go nuts over it. I will actually get you a copy. Steam sales.
Eventually, after I get my computer.
No, Steam sales starts in a few days. I'm buying you a copy with all the DLC. It's going to be like $8.
That's fair.
You want to know what the funniest part about Vampire Survivor was, Dev, honestly?
Are there no vampires in it?
There wasn't until they did the Castlevania DLC. And they would point out constantly that there's no vampires in it. So the Castlevania DLC, they're like, it's our biggest DLC ever. It's going to be like over 25 characters. There's going to be some songs. I think it was like everyone starts going through stuff and everyone's realizing they're unlocking stuff in different orders. And I think it ended up being like 80 characters or something. And they did not clue anyone into how big it was going to be.
Damn.
Yeah. Let's see. And then chat, time for questions. We will start with the ones that were sent in ahead of time. Da-da-da-da-da. Did you watch any reactions for the Time Stranger announcement at the State of Play?
Not at all.
So I did, but not anyone Digimon, because I don't like the overdrawn reactions only work for me if they're real, and most people look fake when they do that sort of thing. So I only watched the reactions from the three people I wanted to see, none of whom, to my knowledge, were Digimon fans, which made it funnier. So the first one I went to was Maximilian Dude. I liked Maximilian because, one, his reactions are... Anyone who you see do those overblown reactions to game announcements are trying to copy him, and his are actually real when he does it. Also, he's the one who was like, we need to get Maximilian in front of a Digimon game. He'll love it. And I'm just like, man, he likes anime stuff, but I know what his reaction's going to be. So I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. We'll see. His reaction was, he's watching. He's like, you know, looks like some sort of anime RPG. And they're like, the monster's called Digimon. And he just fucking broke down laughing at it. And by the end, he's like, and by the end of it, he's just like, I guess they're bringing back Digimon probably to take on Pal World success with Pokemon. And it's like, okay, it's like literally anyone who wanted to see his reaction because they thought it was going to be positive got punched in the head a few times, basically. Second was Grand Pooh Bear. His reaction was actually, I figured he wouldn't know us. He was like, oh shit, it's Digimon. He was very positive about it. The third one was Barbarous King. Now, if you don't know Barb's very serious, but very funny and very talkative. And he does bingo boards for events like this.
Bingo boards are always funny.
So I should point out, when I'm pulling up the video of Barb doing the whole thing, it's the middle of his day streaming. So I'm jumping through trying to find it. And all of a sudden, Barb's back, but in a suit. Because he dresses up for these. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. It starts, Barb's like, okay, it's some sort of anime RPG shit. He's just sitting there, and he's sitting there with a look on his face like, why am I watching this? They announce it's Digimon, and his face does not move. He is doing his best to not react, because he just does not want to react to it at all. Like, you watch it, literally, his whole face, like, it just has this look on it like, what the fuck's the matter with them? Why am I watching this? So I got the whole range of reactions from just those three people. Yeah,
I pretty much never watch react videos.
I don't. I watch them when it's very relevant to me. So, like, if they announce something Street Fighter or Capcom fighting him, I do want to see what Maximilian Dude reacts to it, because he will not only react, he'll realize what it is before they announce it, because of how well he knows this stuff. Like, I liked seeing his Virtual Fighter reaction, because they didn't say it was Virtual Fighter. It doesn't look like Virtual Fighter, but he's watching it, and you can tell, like, he's looking at details, and then he says, it's going to be Virtual Fighter. And it is. Those I like because he actually is guessing what it is. He's not just reacting. But I generally do not like the worst ones. Anytime anyone linked me to is when they were doing Smash Bros. Announcements at the Nintendo store in New York, where people would just be screaming, like falling over themselves, fake reacting for the cameras. Like, it's not even like pleasurable to watch and see people react. It is people just full on like mugging for the camera. Let's see. Okay, Stark asks, do we have any Digimon lines that we think only get better as they evolve? Like, we just think they go start good, rookie, get better onto Mega. You know, and he also points out with no backstabs along the way, I really like the non-armor Vemon line for that. Like, Vemon's great. X-Vemon, Paledramon, Imperialdramon, then even Fightermon, Paladin. I just really like that setup.
Labramon's line is pretty good, because, like, you have a puppy, and then you have a spikier puppy, and then you have a puppy with three heads, and then you have a tall, very angry puppy.
Oh, okay, I got a good one. Are you ready? I got a great one. Ready? Terrymon.
That's the opposite.
Terrymon's a great one. I love the Terrymon one. That one's great. Stark says in checks, Max does not seem like the kind of guy who cares about Digimon. Absolutely didn't, and that was what I tuned in to expect. And remember, this wasn't live, this was after the fact. It's like, well, he's one of the few people who I know would have watched this. I want to see his reaction, because he's the person people point to going, like, oh, we need to get Digimon in front of a guy like Max. He'd react to it well, and he'd get more fans. No, he, like, full-on was, like, laughing, mocking, like full-on, like, you notice you didn't hear many Digimon fans comment on Max after the fact, even though they had in the past. They did not get the reaction they wanted.
Cowards.
Let's see. Okay, next one. Someone that said, what do you think is the best improvement to make to TV when on a limited budget? Without knowing the budget.
Don't buy one.
No, without knowing the budget, here's honestly the two best affordable things you can do. And this is without me knowing what you're actually asking, because you didn't say. Because here's the thing, like, if you could have a limited budget, and that could be buying a TV for X and more equipment, and you just have a limited budget. Or it could be you have very little. The two best things you can do is A, get a better streaming device. A lot of the stuff built into the TVs is not necessarily great. If you get a new Roku or an Apple TV box or whatever, often you will get a better experience. And two, find whatever the best sound bar for your budget is if you do not have a sound setup. It will be much better than the TV sound. You can get a decent sound bar for under $100 for at least something decentish.
And a lot of places have good sales on them pretty often.
Yeah, like check out a site like Artings, which is, they want to be called Ratings, but they don't have the A there, so my brain says Artings. They're good for reviews. Find whatever the cheapest thing in your budget is when there's a sale, like Dev said. A sound bar easily will improve stuff really well. And Stark's like, I think Rathmon's a step back. No, he fucking isn't, because here's the thing. You get Terrymon. Then you get Galgamon with the gun. Then it turns into like a flying speedy mech before turning into, well, I'm not going to say it for the 100th time, but it's a very, Saint Galgamon is a very specific mech. Rapidmon is, I like gold Rapidmon. I think the green works better for the design, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you think they'll do anything for Saver's 20th anniversary next year? I think
probably.
So here's what I think. I think it depends how this year goes when they have three things to do. Because there's there's going to be whatever anything new is, because games, Beyond, blah, 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 blah. O2's the 25th anniversary all year. Towards the middle of the year, we hit the 15th of Crosswords, which they're going to start doing stuff earlier, and 10th for Try at the end of the year, which they're going to start doing earlier. If they feel like they can do a balance of those three, then I think next year you can do Tamers and Savers and balance it. I think it matters if they can do that balance, because traditionally O2 does not get huge anniversaries because they do stuff at the tail end of the Adventure One that kind of like crushes doing an anniversary year. So if they can do the anniversary year solid this year for three things, I would expect some Saver stuff next year, I would hope. Then they said, I know DevQ has mentioned the color Digivice, but are there any recent Digimon products you want to get but didn't or did? So the want to get but didn't, I think that happens to all of us a lot because budget, space, blah, 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 blah. Like,
yeah.
Like there's always the stuff where we just go, I kind of like the model kits. I don't get them that often. I think I have maybe two. But every model kit, I kind of go, oh, I kind of want it, sort of.
But also, it's just like, space and also time and
yeah,
workspace to put it together.
As for did get, I found a place that was importing the card decks cheap. That Adventure 02 deck we saw.
I didn't end up getting anything recently because my car kept blowing up and eating my money.
Yeah. I decided to get it because the decks were actually cheap and there was a coupon. Now, how much do you think importing one of those decks is, Dev, from a store?
What was the original MSRP? I totally fucking forget.
I want to say the actual MSRP was something like $12. It was like completely normal for a deck of cards.
I'd probably want to say double that.
They were selling them for $16.
Wow.
Like from a company in the US that imports card decks and sells card decks. I bought a small, I bought a few of them to keep and then give as gifts in a few cases.
That is surprisingly really good.
Yeah, so the four that I bought, the shipping was like $18, so it ended up being under $80, but I grabbed a few extra to give to people. Yeah, completely reasonable, like, it was 100% reasonable and everything. I was shocked. Because you would expect it to be 20, 30, 40 each.
Yeah. I expect about like 25.
No, it was 16 and there was a coupon which I used. Yeah, I expected to give a deck to you and Lost, actually.
Neat.
For what the extra ones were for. Because at some point I'll send you both mystery boxes and I'll just throw them in.
Hey.
Let's see, looking. Rulara said, Atmon and Ghost Game anniversaries are next year. I think that... When did Ghost Game start? My brain has, like, frozen on Ghost Game. 2021, so yeah, it is. Wow, there's four anniversaries next year. That's a lot. We will see.
Too many.
It's sort of like this is technically... I'm trying to think... Will they try to juggle four?
Ooh.
See,
again, depends on the other stuff they have going.
Yeah, that's the type. I also think you could easily do a thing where it's like, oh, it's an anniversary pop-up shop, and you have just a few things of each at least once.
Yeah, or like reprints of stuff that they already had. More Otodamas.
Or the Detective Ghost Game pop-up shop, which I think is still happening now, isn't it?
Yes.
And since people asked yes, you're allowed to ask multiple questions. You may not get them all answered, but you can ask and we will look. Then
Blue Gamamon Otodama.
That doesn't exist. There, I guess with a wave two, you would expect that. Like all the other Gamamons, huh? Someone said, you've talked about snacks, especially popcorn in the past. How can I up my popcorn game? I think me and Dev both saw this question before we started. We started talking about popcorn before. Dev's going to get a popper.
Yeah, because I can't have regular popcorn because it tries to murder me.
Yeah. But yeah, functionally, get a good quality popper. And those are pretty cheap. Let's see. Then someone said, this is last chance in chat. Someone said, last minute guesses for Digimon Con. Did anything over the last few weeks change what you think we'll see?
Not at all.
Yeah, I feel like our strong guess was the D3s, and now it's just like, okay, yes.
That we've been asked this question like often enough, like in the lead up over the past couple of months, that it's just like, we already put in our guesses, and we're pretty on point.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything okay, I'm going to like twist this question. If there's anything not expected this year, what do you think they could announce? The thing off the top of my head is either announce a new anime or that they are in fact doing a Ghost Game dub or something like that could be like the twist if there's going to be one.
Ghost Game movie.
It feels like if the show's not doing enough for them to sell it to fans on home video in Japan, it ain't getting no movie.
It'll be like a 20-minute movie like the Savers one.
See, here's the thing. That's not fair because the Savers movie doesn't look good. And I don't mean like the movie's bad. It's not a good movie. For whatever reason, every master of that movie looks horrible. So basically what you're saying is they will announce that there will be some sort of Ghost Game anniversary thing for next year.
Yes, and it will be a movie.
Let's see. So is it what kind of new Digimon themed after Magical Girl or fashion do you guys think would happen? It feels like we've gotten some interesting Magical Girl themed ones over the last few years.
Yeah, especially like, Lovely Angemon and...
I think that's been one of the better ones. Fashion ones? Know. Does it feel like Cinderella's obviously Cinderella, but it feels like the design's based on like fashion. Don't you think so?
I see like that kind of like runway kind of look.
Yeah. And someone asked, do they still make OVAs? They do, just not as much, because often it's other things. But like, for example, like the 25th anniversary thing last year was basically a 5-minute OVA, but just as a streaming promotional video. They're just often other things. Let's see. Did we miss any questions? This is your guys' last chance. Next, let's see. Digimon Con compared to where we are now. It will be a couple days before our next show. That is good timing. It is in the middle of next week. And then after that. Yeah, we're almost for sure going to be talking about a anniversary D3, don't you think, Dev?
Absolutely. It's the perfect opportunity then to take more money from us. Or disappoint us by not having enough to take our money.
Oh, and Tyrant Iron Fist said they want a Magical Girl-themed rookie Digimon. I think the issue with that is a lot of the baby and rookies kind of feel like they could be the Magical Girl, Magical Ascot Partner thing already. So it feels like not getting a Magical Girl-themed one because they kind of already fit into that vein is my thought on that. It just feels like you need to get up higher up level-wise to fit the joke. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read this week?
Wesen Gamamon, because his tiny little legs delight me.
And I can be found with the will as always. Oh, someone asked a quick question. What do we think a Dark Shoutmon evolution line would be? I feel like that would just be like a punk rocker or something. Like, that's kind of like what we've got with Impmon and Liberator. Don't you think so?
Yeah, with the heavy metal.
Yeah. I can be found with the will as always. We will catch you guys after Digimon Con. So we'll see what pops up there. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. Bye.
Bye.